To make sure we're recording. Right, so this is Alistair Greenhill talking to Joan White on the 15th of January 2014 at her home in Bolton Close in Burwell. And we're doing this recording as an archive for the Burwell Museum. So perhaps, Joan, if you could just start by saying your name and where and when you were born.
I am Joan Lillian White, and I was born actually at the Heathrow Burwell, just outside Burwell, in 1925. And I lived there, for about, until I married, about 23 years. And then I came to live in the village where I've been for the rest of my life.
Right, so I'm doing some quick math. So that's about 1945?
Yes, that's after the war. Yes, just after the war. We married in 1948. Well, it'd be 48.
48, sorry.
Yes.
Right, shows you I'm very bad at maths.
I always remember that.
So you moved to... why did you choose to come to Burwell? What was the reason?
Well, I mean, that was my home in Burwell. And then we married. My husband came... he was a London man. And, actually, they evacuated down here during the war because he was... well, he was in the army. Hmm. And then he was... he was wounded and... well, he'd actually wounded Alamein. And then his parents had moved to the village. Of course, he moved with them. And I met him after the war. And then after that, well, we stayed here. He stayed here until he died in 1977.
So can you... what was the first place that you stayed in when you came to Burwell? What was your first home?
Well, my first home was Gravel Pit Farm, Heath Road. Hmm. And then when we came to live in Burwell, actually in the village, I lived along this road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the... I just realised that I misheard you. I thought you... said you were somewhere else, not Heath Road.
No, I'm Burwell Inn. Yes. I was born and bred in Burwell.
Right, okay. That's my mistake. I
yes,
thought you,
it's
you
not
said
actually
that
in the village. I was, Heath Road, about a mile and a half away.
Right, okay. And that was on a farm where your,
yes,
was your family
farm.
Farmers?
Yes, my dad was a farm foreman then, and one of eight children.
One of eight?
Yes, and, yes, it was great, good fun up there, you know, lovely. We had to walk to school, mile and a half every day, all weathers, no cars then.
And what was your home like on the farm?
Well, it was good, yes, we had a good time up there, really.
Could you describe your house on the farm, or
well, it was a big farmhouse, and of course all my brothers and sisters were there. They were there until the war broke up, and then two brothers had to be called up. My sister was in the RAF, and then during the war I had to do some sort of war work, so I joined the Civil Nursing Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was away a little while, and then I came back to the White Lodge at Newmarket. Stayed there until 1946. Then afterwards, of course, I got married, then I've had a family.
Yes, we're shooting through your life very quickly. I'm interested in... effectively, you were a farming family in the Burwell area.
Yeah.
As you know, the the museum is a farmland.
Oh yes,
museum.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm asking you a bit more about what farming life was like when you were young. You said you were one of
eight children.
How many bedrooms were in the farmhouse?
There was four bedrooms. Well, actually, it was it was two. There was a kitchen. I think it was partly that had been extended through the years. So there was a scullery kitchen. Then there was called a breakfast room. And then there were two more larger rooms downstairs, and three bedrooms upstairs, a bathroom. So we had plenty of room. And that was under Mr. Lord, at the time, Lord Connelly. I don't know if you know, and it's under Mr. Gibson Estate now. But, life on the farm was hard. I mean, we had to fetch all the water in, pump the water, carry two buckets of water across the bath night. We had to go out and get the sticks and stoke the copper up and boil the water. And then have Saturday night bath. My father, because he worked hard. I think one brother was on the farm at the time. And I had three elder sisters, two Elsie and Muriel, and then Mary. And Mary and I used to come to school together with Brother Morley. We used to have to fetch the milk from the nearby farm in the morning before we went to school, and then walk there. I went to St Mary's School at the opposite the church. What else?
And I perhaps should have told you at the beginning that I'm trying not to make noise myself, so that we just record your voice.
Oh,
so,
is that
and
what
not
it
me,
was?
And not me going, mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Oh,
so, yes. I'll smile and nod. So, I'm not being rude.
No, of course not.
Could you perhaps just tell me what type of farming? What was the main work on the farm? Was it an arable farm? Was it animals?
Well, it was animals and arable. I mean, farm and, oh yes, we had there was cows and bullocks, horses, chickens, turkeys. All the turkeys were reared there for the Christmas. And father used to pluck them, and then mother used to draw them already. And because we had fun in the harvest time, we used to go out in the harvest fields all day, riding behind the binder. And my brothers used to horse lead. And the days all seemed to be sunny then. We didn't seem to have any wet weather in the summer. We were out all day, take a food. They didn't have to worry about it then.
Could you just explain for me, not being a farming guy myself, you said your brother horse-led?
Horse, oh yes. Well, they had to leave the because the binders were drawn by two horses, the binders that cut the corn, and I think they needed someone to lead the horse. So the younger boy, yeah, the boys used to lead the horse along where to go. It was a long time before combines came out.
And what you said you had fun, but were you actually
working
or helping?
We used to, it seems horrible now, but with the rabbits, you see, when they used to cut the corn, and we used to drive the rabbits to the centre until they came to just about a square. And but then we used to get a stick with a knob on and kill the rabbits. We did rabbit pies, you see. We all had to do that. I don't know how I've done it. And then Mother used to often make rabbit pies. And then, because in the winter, I don't know what we did in the winter, we were, the fields were all ploughed, weren't they, ready for the corn. And oh, we did go later on, I did do a little sugar beating. That's, let's go out on a cold, frosty morning, well, when I was older, I think after I left school, and go on the fields and chop the sugar beet. And potato, picking potatoes too, because they grew swedes, mangels all for the cattle. And, what else?
That sounds like fun.
That was. Because we did have bicycles, and then afterwards I went to the St Mary's School until I was 11, and then transferred to the British School, which is the college now. Then we were able to have a bicycle there because it's too far to walk.
Can you remember your first day at school?
I think I was with my sister. I was so showy. Yeah, and I know I got knocked down in the playground. I don't think this boy liked me very much. I didn't like him anyway. And my sister was after him and took him before the headmistress, and he got into trouble. And yes, we used to walk down, my sister and I, and that walk down the Heath Road, and you know, opposite Lane's bakery shop, you know, Baker's, do you? There used to be two cottages there. There used to be an old lady there lived, called Mariah Smith, and she always wore black, long black dress. And if she was standing outside when we began to school, we'd get to the corner and we'd then go by her. We used to go right back up the Maltings around the back of the church. I think we thought she was a witch. Yeah. And then, because after that, we went to the British School, and I was there until I was 14. And then war broke out.
One of the things that they have at the museum is they have one of these mobile shops.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember them ever coming to your farm?
Oh, yes, yes, we used to, because the baker used to come round. He's come two or three times a week, all from Burwell, Exning, all round. And then we had a Mr. Barefoot on a Saturday. He used to come with a cart from Swaffham, and we used to get our sweets and different things. We'd get a penny a week, we did. And then Mother had the grocery delivered from Fordham, a Mr. Hutt grocery store. Oh, yes, she never, because she didn't go out at all then. And he used to bring the groceries every week. Or the other baker came. We had a Mr. Bignall first, and then afterwards, when Lane's Bakery took over, well, they did it as well. Tradesmen used to bring cakes and all sorts around. Apart from that, I don't think anyone else used to come around. Well, you sometimes get a gypsy or two. Well, there was a Mr. Webb, I don't know where he came from. He used to bring all sorts of underwear and knickery elastic and that sort of thing. Well, I remember poor Mr. Webb.
A butcher?
Butchers. Oh, yes, the butcher used to come. Mr. Harold was there then. And, what happened? Oh, yes, he must have delivered the meat. I've got no idea what did happen. Because we'd need the doctor, we used to go down to the doctor's. Dr. Elliott in the High Street. He had his surgery there. a district nurse. She came, used to come around sometimes. I don't know. Losing interest in anything.
Did you? What did? What sort of fun things did you do? Was there school trips, or did the church organise things?
Well, the Sunday school, they used to have Sunday school outings to the sea, I think about once a year. We didn't do trips in school then. I don't think anyone had couldn't afford them anyway. Mm. And, well, I'd enjoy all kinds of sports at the British school, netball, rounders, and what was it, shinty we played. Yes, I quite enjoyed school. Only being at the Heath Road, we didn't mix quite so much in the village. So we had our own, well, we didn't come down very much. I think even going to Newmarket was a marvellous treat. The first time I went to Newmarket, I thought it was wonderful. We biked along the Exting Road.
So when was the first time you went? How old were you when you first went?
I think I must have been. Well, I think I was about 12. Well, we about 12 or 13, I think. Yes.
And why were you going there? Shopping?
Well, probably shopping. I think yes, just shopping. I can't remember much else. Or we used to go to the CC once a year with the catch a train from Fordham Station and go to Hunstanton or somewhere like that. That was our treat. Or we'd go for picnics too along the Devil's Ditch. And well, we just used to make our own entertainment. We all seemed to be doing something.
When you went to Newmarket, was that by train also?
No, that was cycling. Oh, we cycled there. Yes. Yeah. I mean, we had all sorts of games because we only had radio. My dad used to make the radios, and he was a clever man in lots of ways. He did, later in his life, make straw stacks, and there's a crib in. He did a stable. It's in the St Mary's Church. It comes out every year. And I think this was about the 49th year. He made it when he was about 80. I was watching, and he made straw stacks. And I think he wanted two straw pheasants, all that sort of thing. He's quite clever. And I used to do lots of things, dressmaking, knitting, crocheting, all sorts.
So when you finished school, you said you got married. At that point, what was your first home as a married woman?
First home, well, that was, actually, we had to live with my in-laws, because, then you couldn't get a house. I was living at 84 High Street. We were there about 5 years before we get a council house. And after that went round Carter Road and then finished up in this road. It's very difficult to get houses then or anything.
And were you working yourself? Did you work?
Well, I did after that. I was, I had a. I worked down Mr. Hobbs's shop down North Street. That's all gone now. And that's a general store. I helped there until I had the children. And I gave up then because until after my husband died. And then I went down to Burwell House for a little while, the kitchen. And I took out after that. I've been taking in dressmaking. I think that was after my husband. Yes. I do all sorts of things, really.
What can you remember of... I'm just trying to get the timeline. So when you were first started working in the shop, what year would that be?
That must have been about 50... 40, I think about 50, 1950. Yes. When Mr. Hobson, he used to go round with his bicycle delivering food, you know, to different places. He also did fishing tackle down there and all sorts of general store. Well, the thing was on ration then, you know, we were rationing 2 ounces of, what was it, 2 ounces of butter, 2 ounces of cheese, I think, half a pound of sugar. Well, it's still on ration for a long time. I've still got my ration book somewhere.
And when you were working in the store, did people try to get more than their ration?
Well, it couldn't very well, could they?
I don't know.
No, everything was all measured out. No. And of course, a lot of the farmers were able to have a pig, weren't they? They could kill a pig, and then they'd join that up. I don't know where they kept it, because there were no freezers those days, were there? I suppose they used to sell it out, joints out to different people.
So I just wondered if you were everybody's friend serving in the shop.
Well, I suppose we were. Sometimes you used to get a lot of people coming in, put it on the book, you know, and if they couldn't pay 1 week, some of them never did pay, I don't think. Yes, I used to enjoy that, really.
When you were young, do you ever remember seeing the mill, you know, the windmill that's at the museum now?
Oh, yes. Yes, we used to... I can't remember a lot about it. I don't know, was it used as a working mill then? I'm not sure.
I think it was...
Windy day, you'd see the sails going round. Yeah.
I think it was a working mill... up until the early 50s.
Oh, was it? So, yeah, I think it must have been. As I say, I wasn't in the village sort of that time, being out of the village. Perhaps someone who really lives in the village would know more about it.
So how long would it take you to get into the village, say, cycling?
Well, about... I mean, we walked, I don't know, over quite a while. I'm not sure how long we've timed ourselves. We used to always be early for school. Mm-hmm.
But you would walk to school every morning?
That's when we walked. I mean, bicycle, yeah. I suppose, about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't seem to give you much about the... I don't know what you want to know or... No, interesting.
No, this is great. I was just thinking it's very different. You say you weren't in the village and you were 10 minutes cycle away. If you think these days people work in London and they go to London every day.
Yeah,
it's 50
golly.
Miles, 50, 60 miles
That's
away.
Right. Mm. Yeah, excuse me, how old are you then? You didn't go on the board, did you?
No.
You wouldn't have been out there.
No, I'm just 58.
Mm. So. My two brothers, they were both called up at once, beginning of the war. Then later my sister joined up. My eldest sister, she joined the Red Cross, and she was at Newmarket Hospital. And then, because I had to go, I joined up. I've got my calling up paper there. You might find it interesting to read that. I was there till about 19, when I came out, about 1946, I think.
And so, what were you doing during the war?
Auxiliary nurse.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, they were very... They had a... the Newmarket Hospital was very busy then. Yeah. And then in the towards the end of the war, they had a whole load of German prisoners of war came in. I was on night duty that night, and when I went to work, C2, the ward I was in, were full of German prisoners. Golly. And, well, I was only a junior nurse, and apparently there was only two of us to look after them. And when we started work, sister came and said, "Oh, I'm afraid you'll have to manage on your own. We need your other nurse in the operating theatre." So I was about 19 then, I think, and I was on that ward all on my own. There's about two or three could speak English. Oh, they were all badly wounded. Still, I didn't mind. That gave me a sense of responsibility. And at about 12 o'clock at night, there used to be a guard came round with a fixed bayonet, and I used to walk round the ward with him because everything is in darkness, all blacked out. I'd go round with a torch, see if anyone was missing. We got halfway down, there was one empty bed. When we looked, he was sitting round near the fireplace. Well, I smiled really because there weren't many who could get out of bed, so I don't know if they wouldn't have got far, would they? When I look back, you know, I thought, amazing really. We didn't seem to be frightened of anything, just got on with it.
And this was why your husband was away at war?
Well, I hadn't met him then. I didn't meet him until after the war. He was a London man, and he joined the army, you see, from there, and then, because he was abroad and whatnot. And as I say, that his parents were evacuated to a village, and I met him then. But, yeah, it's funny, things are meant to be sometimes, isn't it?
So how do you think the village has changed over the years?
Oh, enormous, isn't it? Well, I suppose it's for the better, but I mean, all spring closed, was all fields all round there. There used to be lovely walks, but there's full of houses, aren't there, everywhere. Mm-hmm. I think we're getting too many houses in the village anyway. So that's only my opinion. And we would need the newcomers because, I mean, everything would have more or less diminished, wouldn't it? Closed down all these different all these different things that go on in the village. I mean, you get the over 60s. One time there's about 200 on the list. Now they can only get barely, they can't get 20, I don't think.
No.
And different organisations. But I mean, it's all for the young now, isn't it, anyway? There's such a lot going on at the college, isn't there?
I guess we've lost a lot of the shops and
things,
isn't
it? Oh, yes. I mean, there's shops. I don't know, there was a shop out on the High Street, up near the, do you know Howell's Butchers? Past that, right at the end, there was a general store there. Another one near the church, Mr. Hawkes. And then there were two, one where the teen is, that was a general store, Mrs. Bridgman. And there was two or three little stores down North Street. I don't have many pubs in the village. They've all gone. I don't know if they used to make a living. There couldn't have been many people here then, could there? St Andrew's Church, St Mary's Church, the Methodist Church, the Trinity, the Congregational, wasn't the Congregational, and another one, I think there was another one down North Street.
So have you had much... Did you have much involvement with farming, with your father still on the farm?
Well,
after you left?
Or not really, no, because when we left, see, I came away. No, I wasn't interested then, no. After being in the museum, it's interesting there with all the things, you know, that we used in the olden days. You say, oh, we used to use that, you know. Just
is there anything in particular you think is brings back memories at the museum?
Oh, lots of things. Yes, the old pegged rugs. When we used to cut our old coats and things up and peg these rugs. And, well, the washing facilities up there too. Oh, it's all sorts of things. I think it's wonderful, really, you know, what's been going on up there.
Have you seen the old telephone exchange that they've got?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember those telephones?
Oh, yes. I remember my grandfather, Norman, he lived on the heath on a farm down there. And he had one of these little telephones, you know, on a stand, a bit over the top. I can see him now. He only used to ring down to the waterworks, but just down the road. I don't think it went much further. Well, he's now, you know, everything's advanced, isn't it? I think when the children nowadays, you know, if you talk about this, they probably think you're mad. This is what we had to put up with.
Yeah.
Outside toilet, wasn't it?
You mentioned that you did dressmaking.
Yes. I did that at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I used
in the village?
Oh, yes, in the home, right, yeah. Yes. And I took in alterations for shopping Newmarket for a while. Yeah, I enjoyed that. Well, it's good. I never knew when my husband might be off at home, you know, so I didn't have to go out. I made all my children's clothes. I saved a good bit then.
Mm-hmm. Well, you haven't mentioned that. How many children?
Three. Got there. They're all married now. Yeah. Four, well, I did have...
Two girls and a boy?
Yeah. No, three. Two girls and one boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome, yeah. I've got two grandchildren now, two died.
So, for the dressmaking, was that... Did you make a living out of dressmaking?
Well, or? I didn't charge up that much, you know, then, but I made enough just to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I enjoyed that.
So you mentioned that you took alterations from a shop in Newmarket.
Yes.
Did you operate through shops in the village as well?
Oh, no. Well, people used to come to the... You know, different people used to come. Yes. Well, should I make a cup of tea?
Well, you said the nursing was very hard work.
Oh, yes. We're on the go the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And no sitting on a patient's bed and talking to them.
So what was involved in a typical day of nursing?
Well, I was a junior nurse, being younger. The older ladies took the senior jobs and... Well, I think you went on duty, then you clean the lockers, you make the beds. I don't know, it seemed to be going... Well, I did what they call country hours, 8 o'clock till... What was that? It's 11:30 until 8 o'clock at night. That must have been 8 till about... I'm not sure now whether it's 12 or what it was, but there was about eight hours at a time. And then we did night duty. And I mean, there was some marvellous surgeons up there then. I think there's a lot of people in the country must owe a lot to what they, you know, what was done for, during the war. I think really a lot of them must have died by now, because my husband would have been over 90. And I think I was one of the youngest ones up there at the time. I was usually on the fracture ward.
So, for a moment, I don't know if you said, but what did your husband, what was his job?
Well, before he went, he was, he did office work, he was in London, and then, because Artie, he was wounded badly, and he couldn't carry on with that, then he came down here, but he did his work at Marshall's for a while, in the office. Then he went to Pies. Mm-hmm. He died in 1977.
So you said when he went to Pie, he was working on radios?
No, just he was on, I think he's on the line, because he couldn't carry on. He'd got to where he was at Marshall. Got too much for his head, and that. So he had to take a lesser job. He was, I forget what he was now. He was an inspector, I know, on the lines.
On the manufacturing lines for?
Yes, yeah.
So manufacturing for their radios and...
Yes, it must have been there. I think it was. Yeah, all sorts.
Right. Okay.
Not sure, really. God, such a long time ago.